Bank of Cardiff's Jeremiah, how can I help you?
Hello, Jeremiah. My name is Thomas Brown. I was looking online and I came across y'all information on how to help someone lease to or lease purchase a concession trailer or food truck.
Yeah.
Is you guys still in the business?
Yeah. We're still here. We've been around for almost 13 years now.
Okay. This is what's going on.
Okay.
I have a 16-foot concession trailer with a big barrel 250-gallon barbecue pit on the porch of it.
Okay.
But I'm looking to move up. There's a 28-footer with a Southern Pride on the porch of it. It belongs to an associate of mine who health is really, really failing. I mean, he got the farm and cattle and stuff, so he ain't hurting for no money. And he's willing to sell me his 28-footer for like $28,000. That is worth 60, easy.
Easy.
It's still in operation. He still takes it out. So he's averaging $800 to $1,000 a day when he takes it out. There's a trucking company that has a school, about 500 people there every day. So he's making nominable money. But then he had two heart attacks, shingles and gout and stuff like that. And they say he's a friend of mine. And he knows that I wanted a bigger trailer because I got myself set up to do the Super Bowl down in Houston. And got me a lottery spot to go over to Mardi Gras right after the Super Bowl game. So the money's there. The thing is, I don't have the $28,000 to give him the trailer. You know, if I would have done the Mardi Gras and the Super Bowl already, it wouldn't be a problem. But I want to take the equipment with me because everybody else is doing hot dogs, hamburgers, and this and that. I'm going to do jumbo shrimp and catfish.
That's going to be
huge. And everybody can do jumbo shrimp and catfish everywhere. You got to go cross country, cross town to find a place like that. I'm going to bring it to the people. You know, and they got the barbecue pit on there. I'm not going to do briskets and pulled pork sandwiches. I'm going to do rib tips and shish kebab. Yeah. I have the idea, like I didn't know how I've done the barbecue competitions and all that. I just need the equipment.
Okay.
They got two deep freezers. They got a 10,000-watt generator in there, two air conditioners, refrigerator, the heat box, the big pit. Got two deep fryers at the flat top griddles. Got the four sinks on it, the great water tanks, propane, the whole nine yards. And it's in operation right now.
So it's basically fully loaded.
Yeah, it's fully loaded. And yeah, so I don't know what would be a requirement, what you want to know, this and that. Oh, whatever, would you take my name and phone number down just in case if
the phone call drops? Yeah, what's a good number?
Yeah.
251.
450. Or was it 451? I just got this number.
Okay, 451 is on my caller ID.
Yeah, 8444?
Yeah, 8444.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay. 451.
It's early in the morning.
I understand. What was your first name?
Thomas Brown.
Thomas Brown. All right, Thomas. Let me ask you a few questions about your business that you have right now. The business you have right now is... Do you do jumbo shrimp and catfish right now?
Yeah, I do barbecue competitions. The job that I work with, I'm a truck driver. And I've been keeping my practice up when I go down there because I have a smaller concession trailer, which is only set up for barbecues. So I have the really, really big, deep fryer to do catfish, shrimp. The big pit that I have on there is anything that's barbecue, baked bean size. Got a stove refrigerator. I mean, a refrigerator freezer on it. And stuff like that, the warmers and everything. But I want, John is twice as long, twice as big, and I can do more with it.
Okay. Okay, so
let me... Truck driver, I make 60 a year.
Okay, but you don't own that business, right?
No. I have the trailer. Yes, I own it. I have the title.
No, I mean, do you own the business that you're working for? Are you like a 1099 employee? Or do you have your own business and then you're just like brokered out as a truck driver?
No, I'm an actual truck driver building toward a business. I already have the smaller concession trailer and I work it.
Okay.
Once I get a bigger trailer, I want to let the trucking go and go completely independent.
Okay. Okay, so the smaller concession trailer you have now, is that under a business name?
Me. So, Sunday Comfort Cooking, me.
Okay, so, but
I'm,
you do...
I'm a sole provider.
What's it called again?
Under my DBA is Sunday Comfort Cooking, Barbecue and Catering.
Sunday Comfort Cooking, and that's your DBA.
Yeah.
Okay. And how much does that business bring you a year right now? Sunday Comfort Cooking.
The few times I've used it already between the trucking, I've done about $10,000 to $15,000 off of.
Okay. Okay. How would you rate your personal credit, Thomas?
I'm a victim of the recession.
Okay.
I was a city employee, firefighter, paramedic, and I got laid off back in 07.
Okay.
That means a divorce also. And
okay.
I took a hit.
Okay.
So I'm doing everything on my own by cash, trying to get back.
Got it. Okay. And through your trucking business, you don't have any type of, you don't have a DBA under your name, do you?
No, I drive for Stevens Transport out of Dallas, Texas.
Steelers Transport.
Okay. I've been there going on 10 years.
Okay. All right, so the best thing I can do for you here is try and just get you an equipment application. Get it in and see if I can get you approved. If I can get you approved, then we can sit down and talk specifics and numbers. My first option would try to get you approved. Excuse me. Have you tried anywhere else?
I'm starting with you.
You're starting with me. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going online doing my research.
Okay, I tell you what. What's a good email for me to send the application to?
MSTRGR. Yeah, MSTR.
Uh huh.
GRILL for grill. SGT for sergeant. Master Grill Sergeant.
Okay.
@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Okay. I got,
and if you want to send me out a paper form, I'm gonna give you an address.
No, I'll go ahead and email it. It's a lot faster. I'll email it to you.
I'm not really computer savvy. Sometimes I mess these things up, or the phone that I got won't work with me too well. So I want to do the email as well as the paper form as a backup.
Okay. What is that?
308 Metal Ridge Drive.
Okay.
Burleson, Burleson, Texas.
Texas.
Zip 76028.
Okay. All right, Thomas. I will go ahead and get those out to you. I may even have another associate give you a ring here, just kind of follow up with you and give you an update of what's going on.
Okay, I am willing to use my possession trailer as collateral.
Okay, well, how much is that worth?
Yeah, $10,000.
Okay, and do you think you'd be able to get a cosigner by chance?
and to today's market, good chance on that.
Okay.
I mean, the recession made a whole lot more unreliable people. I'm using my trailer as collateral, and I'm going to also have a cash deposit.
Okay. All right.
And the trailer for sale is $28,000, but you may be able to get him to come down. And if need be, I'll give you his name and number. You call him and find out how much he's willing to come down on it.
Okay. And how much do you have to put down as a deposit?
I can put a few $1,000s down on there.
Okay.
You know, you're looking at pretty close to half. Pretty close to half. With the using the trailer as collateral and the cash deposit. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I will have this application sent over to you, and we'll take it from there, Thomas.
Okay. All right, then.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Bye.